I welcome every one of you again to this very special day with our Blessed Mother Mary. It is my first time of participating in this program. I've heard about it many, many years ago, and I've been invited by one or two persons in the Kent area where I worked for the past 4.5 years. But I really feel highly honored that my parish is hosting this big event. As they say, when God's time comes, you know. So I think it is the right time, not just for me to participate in it, but for me to host it as parish priest of Sacred Heart. I have a very special affinity with our Blessed Mother Mary, and anytime I have the opportunity publicly like this to profess my faith in her, I do it with passion. I was ordained on her feast day, on her birthday, September 8th. So I always link my priesthood and the success and the ups and downs of the past 21 years of my priesthood to Mary's powerful intercession in my life. So as we honor her publicly today, as we thank her, it is a very special joy for me, and it is my prayer that all we do here today, all the sacrifices, all those we want, intentions we have in our minds, all those we have come to pray for, God Almighty will accept our prayers and do great things in our lives. Amen. Amen. Today, the special focus is for the dead. The month of November, we are offering the Mass for the dead. The past of the Mass, we are singing Requiem for the Dead. And I think there is a very good link with our Blessed Mother Mary. We each have someone to pray for, and I think what we are doing is definitely the right thing and on the right track. Sometimes we don't even cherish what we have. The rosary, which is the weapon that we use to pray all the time, the words of it make a direct connection with what we are doing today, remembering the dead and devotion to our Blessed Mother Mary. Remember those words the angel spoke to her. That's what we say when we pray the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And at the second part of it, we say, pray for us sinners now when we are living and in debt at the hour of our death. And we are commemorating this, we are offering this Mass for our dead ones. So Mary intercedes for us in life, now, and when the time of our parting, and for all those who have died, when that hour of death comes knocking. There is a great link between her intercession for the living and when death comes. There is this beautiful story, I'm sure many of you have heard about it before, of how in heaven, there are two main gates. Jesus sat at the main entrance of the gate, awaiting all those who have died, passing through for judgment. And there is a back gate in heaven. He asked Peter to take control of the back gate to securely lock it up. And our Blessed Mother Mary was well secured on the throne, also right there in heaven. And the story goes by saying, so many people died, they were passing through the main gate, and Jesus, light and darkness cannot exist at the same time. Light dispels darkness. So Jesus sent a few people who chose to be condemned, who chose to go to hell. You know, you don't belong here. So many things you didn't do in life. You go here, perhaps go to purgatory, go to hell. But when the judgment was finished, he went into heaven and noticed so many people that he had sent to different places not fit for heaven. He found them in heaven. And he looked furiously at Peter, say, what have you done? How did all these people come in here? I saw them. They were supposed to be here, there, there, and there. And Peter panicked and said, my Lord, they came knocking at the back door and they were calling on the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother, mother, mother. And your mother opened the back door for them. And that was how they found their way. So linking that story, although a story, but the lesson is the powerful intercession of Mary, which we say in the rosary, pray for us sinners now in life and in death. When, God, Mary said yes to God, Jesus always says yes to his blessed mother. And Mary also says yes to her son, Jesus. She allows us in. She grants each of us the grace that we stand in need of, even when we do not deserve it. He is that mother that is merciful, so caring, so loving. Jesus, from when he was a child, obeyed and said yes. You all know the very popular story of, when they went to Jerusalem for the feast. The boy Jesus got missing in the crowd and the restlessness of a mother. They went halfway, where is he? Where is our son? And they went in search. You can imagine a 12-year-old boy today in this time and age. He's going to disobey rudely, wouldn't follow the mom, he would go about. But the end of that story tells us Jesus was obedient unto his parents and he followed them home. He said yes to Mary. What about Cana in Galilee? The very first miracle in John's gospel that Jesus worked. Many people will say, why not go directly to Jesus? Why not go directly to Jesus? Yes, but through his blessed mother. Mary was there, Jesus was there, so many people were there. Those who were having that party didn't go directly to Jesus. They went via his blessed mother. The wine is finished, they said, acknowledging her maternal role and her powerful intercession. Yes, when Mary eventually pointed to Jesus, the wine is finished. Jesus said, woman, yes, my hour has not yet come. But how did the story conclude? Mary pointed Jesus to all of them, do whatever he tells you. Mary saying yes to her son, do whatever he tells you. And what did Jesus do? Fill the jars, and the miracle was performed, was worked. So we can go on and on, but the link is, Mary said yes to God. She said yes to Jesus. Jesus always will say yes to his blessed mother. There is a link. And as Catholics, each time we gather to profess our faith in Mary, I encourage all of us, not just today, let us be proud of what we are doing. We owe no one apology. It is our faith. She is a powerful mother. She intercedes for us. She's always there for us. And one way of publicly making Mary known is by our rosary, praying it, letting people know, not just wearing it as is fashionable today, letting people know that we identify with her, that we are her children. Don't shy away from it. Sometimes we Catholics today shy away from publicly manifesting our faith. You don't want people to recognize that, you are praying the rosary. Pray it. You never know. One or two persons discouraged may see that, and that might be a sign of evangelization, bringing that person back. So let us pray the rosary. Let us acknowledge Mary as our mother. She is powerful. And we ask her in a very special way, in the context of this Mass, to pray for us now, as we always do, and at the hour of our death, and to remember all our loved ones as we offer this Mass, that she may bring them to God's throne, to heaven safely. So may the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.